The Hoptails, an invasion of privacy.
Stay where you are,
it demanded, and it seemed to come from the Scarecrow. Looking closer, Pellington saw a mouse had suddenly appeared on top of the Scarecrow's hat. It had a snail shell for a helmet and wore a green and brown uniform. It looked like a tiny soldier. Pellington stepped forward for a closer look. Another soldier mouse appeared on the Scarecrow's left shoulder and yelled,
"Do not move!"
It then put something resembling a pea shooter to its lips and pointed it at the heron. When a third mouse popped up on the Scarecrow's other shoulder, Pellington stepped back in alarm when it pointed a tiny sword at him.
"I say, there's no need for that, old boy."
The first mouse slowly looked him up and down, then said,
"Raise your wings and keep still. Why are you here?"
"Oh, I come in peace. I mean you no harm, and I've already had something to eat,"
replied Pellington. The mouse scratched its chin. He was a little wary of the big bird and said accusingly,
"All that smoke and fire in the fields? Anything to do with you, is it?"
"No, nothing. Honestly."
The mouse was still unsure.
What about all those human soldiers? Have you seen them?"
Pellington nodded.
"Why, yes. But I did wonder what was going on. Are they to blame for your, troubles?"
The mouse was surprised.
"Of course. Who else would do this to us? And now we have to move our civilian population to a safe place. Hundreds of them."
"Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that, but perhaps I can help in some way. I, could be your eye in the sky and report what I see. Can you take me to your leader, please?"
The mouse thought about this for a moment.
Well, what have we to lose? We can't see everything from up here on this old scarecrow."
It then produced a red flag and waved it in crisscross motions.